The permanent exhibition of stone monuments contains church furnishings, ciboria, altar screens, decorative architectural features, portals and windows, and sarcophagi. They are all richly decorated with the characteristic interlaced patterns and floral motifs in low relief. Monuments with carved inscriptions are highly important, some of them mentioning the name of the donor and the ruler at that time, such as the lintel from the Church of the Holy Cross in Nain, with the name of the district prefect, Godecai. An inscription mentioning the Croatian prince Branimir, AD 1870 to 1892, from Nain, and the ciborium of the proconsul Gurgur, from the 11th century from Zadar. All were written in medieval Latin. Only the one from Zadar was in Greek. One can rarely find European peoples who had the names of their rulers or other distinguished persons carved in stone in early medieval times, and which are still preserved to the present day. The monuments dated to the 11th century have an exceptional position in the development of sculpture, announcing a new artistic style, the Romanesque. This refers to the plutae from the Church of San Domenica in the Church of St. Lawrence, with narrative scenes, the ciborium of the proconsul Gurgur, and the portal of the Church of St. Lawrence, with a developed relief from Zadar.